21. He was born of a humble family, yet married the daughter of a king.
The young woman's expensive dress, light red silk with a shawl and lace sleeves, might have lent her an air of dignity had she not scampered forward as soon as Breeze entered the room. Her light western hair bouncing, she made a squeal of happiness as she threw her arms around Breeze's neck. She was perhaps 18 years old. Ellen glanced at Ham, who stood dumbfounded.
"Well, looks like you were right about Breeze and Set's daughter," Ellen whispered.
Ham shook his head.
"I didn't think... I mean, I joked because it was Breeze. But I didn't expect to be right."
Breeze, for his part, at least had the decency to look terribly uncomfortable in the young woman's arms. They stood inside the palace atrium, the same place where Ellen had met with his father's messenger. Floor-to-ceiling windows let in the afternoon light, and a group of servants stood at one side of the room to wait on Ellen's orders. Breeze met Ellen's eyes, blushing deeply.
"I don't think I've ever seen him do that before," Ellen thought.
"My dear," Breeze said, clearing his throat, "perhaps you should introduce yourself to the king?"
The girl finally let go of Breeze. She stepped back, curtsying to Ellen with a noblewoman's grace. She was a bit plump, her hair long after pre-collapse fashion, and her cheeks were red with excitement. She was a cute thing, obviously well-trained for the court, exactly the sort of girl that Ellen had spent his youth trying to avoid.
"Ellen," Breeze said, "might I introduce Olrianne Set, daughter to Lord Ashweather Set, King of the Western Dominance?"
"Your Majesty," Olrianne said.
Ellen nodded.
"Lady Set?"
He paused, then, with a hopeful voice, continued.
"Your father sent you as an ambassador?"
Olrianne paused.
He didn't exactly send me, Your Majesty."
"Oh dear,"
Breeze said, pulling out a handkerchief to dab his brow. Ellen glanced at Ham, then back at the girl.
"Perhaps you should explain," he said, gesturing toward the atrium's seats.
Olrianne nodded eagerly, but stayed close to Breeze as they sat. Ellen waved for some servants to bring chilled wine. He had a feeling he was going to want something to drink.
"I seek asylum, Your Majesty," Olrianne said, speaking with a quick voice. "I had to go. I mean, Breezy must have told you how my father is."
Breeze sat uncomfortably, and Olrianne put an affectionate hand on his knee.
"How your father is?" Ellen asked.
"He is so manipulative," Olrianne said. "So demanding. He drove Breezy away, and I absolutely had to follow. I wouldn't spend another moment in that camp. A war camp. He brought me, a young lady, along with him to war. Why, do you know what it is like to be leered at by every passing soldier? Do you understand what it is like to live in a tent?" We rarely had fresh water," Olrianne continued, "and I couldn't take a decent bath without fear of peeping soldiers. During our travels, there was dreadful nothing to do all day but sit in the carriage and bounce, bounce, bounce. Why, until Breezy came, I hadn't had a refined conversation in weeks. And then Father drove him away."
"Because?"
Ham asked eagerly. Breeze coughed.
"I had to get away, Your Majesty," Olrianne said. "You have to give me asylum. I know things that could help you. Like, I saw my father's camp. I'll bet you don't know that he is getting supplies from the cannery in Haverfrex. What do you think of that?"
Impressive, Ellen said hesitantly.
Olrianne nodded curtly.
"And you came to find Breeze?" Ellen asked.
Olrianne flushed slightly, glancing to the side. However, when she spoke, she displayed little tact.
"I had to see him again, Your Majesty. So charming. So wonderful. I wouldn't have expected Father to understand a man such as he."
"I see," Ellen said.
"Please, Your Majesty," Aurian said. "You have to take me in. Now that I've left Father, I have nowhere else to go."
"You may stay, for a time at least," Elend said, nodding greetings to Doxen, who had entered through the atrium doors. "But you've obviously had a difficult trip. Perhaps you would like an opportunity to refresh yourself?"
"Oh, I would much appreciate that, Your Majesty."
Elend eyed Caden, one of the palace stewards, who stood at the back of the room with other servants. He nodded. Rooms were prepared. "Then," Elend said, standing, "Caden will lead you to some rooms. We will take dinner this evening at 7, and can speak again then."
"Thank you, Your Majesty,"
Aurian said, jumping up from her chair. She gave Breeze another hug, then stepped forward as if to do the same for Elend. Fortunately, she thought better of it, instead allowing the servants to lead her away. Elend sat. Breeze sighed deeply, leaning back in a wearied posture as Doxen walked forward, taking the girl's seat.
"That was unexpected," Breeze noted.
There was an awkward pause, the atrium trees shifting slightly in the breeze from the balcony. Then, with a sharp bark, Ham began to laugh. The noise sparked Elend, and despite the danger, despite the gravity of the problem, he found himself laughing as well.
"Oh, honestly," Breeze huffed, which only prompted them further.
Perhaps it was the sheer incongruity of the situation. Perhaps it was because he needed to release tension, but Elend found himself laughing so hard he almost fell from the chair. Ham wasn't doing much better, and even Doxen cracked a smile.
"I fail to see the levity in this situation," Breeze said. "The daughter of Lord Set, a man who is currently besieging our home, just demanded asylum in the city. If Set wasn't determined to kill us before, he certainly will be now."
"I know,"
Elend said, taking deep breaths.
"I know. It's just..."
"It's the image of you," Ham said, "being hugged by that courtly fluff cake. I can't think of anything more awkward than you being confronted by an irrational young woman."
"This throws another wrinkle into things," Doxen noted. "Although I'm not accustomed to you being the one to bring us a problem of this nature, Breeze. Honestly, I thought we would be able to avoid unplanned female attachments now that Kel is gone."
"This isn't my fault," Breeze said pointedly. "The girl's affection is completely misplaced."
"That's for sure," Ham mumbled.
"All right," a new voice said. "What was that pink thing I just passed in the hallway?" Elend turned to find Vin standing, arms folded in the atrium doorway.
"So quiet. Why does she walk stealthily even in the palace?"
She never wore shoes that clicked, never wore skirts that could rustle, and never had metal on her clothing that could clink or be pushed by allomancers.
"That wasn't pink, my dear," Breeze said. "That was red."
"Close enough," Vin said, walking forward. "She was bubbling to the servants about how hot her bath needed to be, and making certain they wrote down her favorite foods."
Breeze sighed.
"That's all, Rianne. We'll probably have to get a new pastry chef. Either that or have desserts ordered in. She's rather particular about her pastries."
"Aurian Set is the daughter of Lord Set," Elend explained as Vin, ignoring the chairs, sat on the edge of a planter beside his chair, laying a hand on his arm. "Apparently she and Breeze are something of an item."
"Excuse me," Breeze huffed.
Vin, however, wrinkled her nose.
"That's disgusting, Breeze. You're old. She's young."
"There was no relationship," Breeze snapped. "Besides, I'm not that old. Nor is she that young."
"She sounded like she was about 12, Vin said.
Breeze rolled his eyes.
"Aurian was a child of the country court. A little innocent, a little spoiled, but she hardly deserves to be spoken of in that manner. She's actually quite witty, in the right circumstances."
"So was there anything between you?" Vin pressed. Of course not, Breeze said.
Well, not really. Nothing real. That could have been taken the wrong way. Was taken the wrong way, actually, once her father discovered. Anyway, who are you to talk, Vin? I seem to remember a certain young girl pining for an old Kelsier a few years back.
Ellen perked up at this. Vin flushed.
I never pined over Kelsier.
Not even at the beginning? Breeze asked.
Come now, a dashing man like him?
He saved you from being beaten by your old crew leader. Took you in?
You're a sick man, Vin declared, folding her arms. Kelsier was like a father to me.
Eventually, perhaps, Breeze said.
But Ellen held up a hand. Enough, he said. This line of discussion is useless.
Breeze snorted, but fell silent.
Tyndall is right, Ellen thought. They will listen to me if I act like I expect them to.
We have to decide what to do, Ellen said.
The daughter of the man threatening us could be a very powerful bargaining chip, Doxson said.
You mean take her hostage? Vin said, eyes narrowing.
Doxson shrugged.
Someone has to state the obvious, Vin.
Not really a hostage, Ham said. She came to us, after all. Simply letting her stay could have the same effect as taking her hostage.
That would risk antagonizing Set, Ellen said. Our original plan was to make him think we're his ally.
We could give her back then, Doxson said.
That could get us a long way in the negotiations.
And her request? Breeze asked. The girl wasn't happy in her father's camp. Shouldn't we at least consider her wishes?
All eyes turned toward Ellen. He paused. Just a few weeks ago, they would have kept on arguing. It seemed strange that they should so quickly begin to look to him for decisions. Who was he? A man who had haphazardly ended up on the throne? A poor replacement for their brilliant leader? An idealist who hadn't considered the dangers his philosophies would bring? A fool? A child? An imposter?
The best they had. She stays, Ellen said, for now. Perhaps we'll be forced to return her eventually, but this will make a useful distraction for Set's army. Let them sweat for a bit. It will only buy us more time.
The crew members nodded, and Breeze looked relieved.
I'll do what I can. Make the decisions as I see they must be made, Ellen thought. Then accept the consequences.